Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
If I walked up to you and I described an organization that demands payment whether you approve or not, punishes people who refuse, controls territory, decides how many businesses operate, protects favored insiders, creates complicated rules that only specialists can navigate, occasionally makes examples out of people, you'd probably say I was describing some organized crime family, except a government can do many of those exact same things. So what's the difference? Government isn't inherently criminal. Quite the opposite. Governments are supposed to exist because society needs things only a government can reliably provide. Courts, police, national defense, infrastructure, protection of individual rights, the rule of law. Because without those things, eventually the real gangsters actually do show up. So you think about it like that, you realize that, well, government is necessary. So the question isn't whether or not government should exist. The question is, what keeps government from behaving like organized crime? Imagine a Venn diagram, you know, the concentric circles where there's crossover. So you've got on the organized crime part, you've got territory, protection, paying tribute, loyalty, intimidation, control. Then you've got legitimate government, it's territory, security, taxes, civic duty, enforcement, regulation. So there's certainly overlap. But the overlap in itself, that's not a problem. The problem comes when government drifts farther and farther into the left-hand side of the circle, the organized crime side, because organized crime says that we're here to protect you. But first, you got to come up with some money. Because if you don't, there's going to be consequences. And then you think about, well, government, they're collecting taxes. And the difference is supposed to be legitimacy. It's supposed to be that it's a consensual relationship, that it's representation, that there's limits imposed by the Constitution, that there's transparency, and that there is, wait for it, accountability. That's where it gets a little slippery, because I bet that every government throughout history has probably believed we're the good guys. We're not the baddies, are we? Are we the baddies? We're the good guys? And that's why limits matter more than intentions, because power, I can't ever think of a time when power says, I'm becoming corrupt. It just grows. One regulation, one emergency power, one exception, one agency, one new tax, one surveillance program, one crisis, one expansion at a time. Sound familiar? Sounds pretty familiar. History is not full of governments suddenly becoming tyrannical overnight. Think about it. Rome, France, Germany, Russia, China, Venezuela, countless others. Most change just a little bit at a time. It's the whole throw a frog in a pot of water and you boil him, and he'll still stay in there. Throw a frog in a pot of boiling water, he's going to attempt to get out. Because what happens is we citizens, we just kind of go with it. We adapt a little bit at a time. Because each individual step on that long march to oblivion seemed pretty reasonable. Tell the accumulation, the sheer volume of it, no longer did. And human behavior can be explained in a lot of ways by incentives, and certainly organizations behave according to their incentives as well. Businesses seek profit, universities seek enrollment, media seeks attention, politicians seek re-election. What about bureaucracies? They seek more budget. They seek more authority, more personnel, more permanence. And that's not necessarily an evil thing, but it is human nature. Remember Ronald Reagan famously joked, the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. From the government and I'm here to help. Funny, because beneath that glib line, that small little joke, something pretty profound is that power is naturally going to expand. It's never going to voluntarily shrink, never. And that demands skepticism. I'm not anti-government. I am pro-freedom. I'm pro-citizen. I'm pro-individual rights. That's what I'm all about. I get excited about it. It's like businesses need competition. Government needs some constraints. We need checks and balances, and we need transparency. We need an informed citizenry because no institution is immune to corruption. Corporations aren't, churches aren't, nonprofits, unions aren't, universities, governments. None of these entities, establishments, things are immune to it. And they're made up of people and individuals.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's really important to keep in mind to remember that the purpose of a government isn't to accumulate power. It's to preserve liberty. Government should be an incredible servant because it's a terrible master. Whenever any institution begins believing that the rules don't apply to it, that institution is quickly moving towards something really dangerous. And we're seeing this all over the place. Our freedom, your freedom and my freedom, isn't kept and maintained by trusting power. It's maintained by limiting power, because the line separating public servant from government gangster is a lot thinner than we would maybe like to believe. Or it's as clear as day, or we all know that it's true. So, trust but verify, it's where we need accountability. I want so badly to go back to having trust in my institutions. I want so badly to trust the information that I'm hearing from the news media. I want so badly to believe that my elected officials or politicians are acting in my best interest, that they're being good stewards of my tax dollars, that they're making good decisions based on interventions around the world. All of these things I want to believe. It's like Fox Mulder on the X-Files. I want to believe. And I'm now old enough to recognize and realize that simple childlike belief and hope and faith, well, those unfortunately need to be constantly earned, and we need to constantly be keeping an eye on things. Because if I'm just assuming that something is happening, that's the times in my life that I've really kind of realized, oh, I screwed up. I need to keep a pretty close eye on this. If this thing is of value, if this thing is important, I need to make sure, as best to my ability, that what's going on is the proper and correct thing. And that's where we need to get back to. We need to get back to being more active participants, to be a more informed citizenry, take on more responsibility, even though I don't feel like doing that. And I know that you don't feel like doing that, but it's important. Our democracy, our civilization, our freedoms are important. And we all know that that's true. And again, when things are important, we have to care for them. We have to hold people to account. We need to demand transparency. We need to demand that people do the things that they say that they're going to do. And in the spirit of that, you and I, what we need to do is to do our part by doing our best.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.